I believe it's important that we are always fully ourselves, even if it means we don't fit in with other people, because when we are not truly ourselves, it's impossible for us to be happy. It's impossible for us to be fulfilled. So when you're hanging with people that you really don't fit with and you get that feeling deep down, that's your inner self telling you you're not comfortable, which means you're not happy. So it's super important that we are always, always fully ourselves. Be true to you.
See, no one can tell you what a successful life is. No one can tell you what a great life is. And no one can tell you how to be happy or what you should or shouldn't be doing with your life. No one can. Because you are unique. What success is for another may not be success for you. What a great life is for another may not be so great for you. What lights up another may dim your light. The only way you can be happy in this life, the only way you can be successful, is if you be you. Now listen, the only way to get the most out of this life is to follow your own path, to follow your intuition, to listen to your own heart. That's where the answers are. The answer to every question you need the answer for. So many people are unhappy in this world because they are living lives they don't want to live, so they can fit in, or maybe someone completely different from them gave them advice on how they should be living. You are unique. You must follow your unique path. Be yourself. Now, this doesn't mean there isn't useful information out there. There's so many great teachers to learn from. It simply means you only take what resonates with you, what you know will work for you. Get out of your head and get into your heart. Do the things that make you light up. Do the things that make you forget to check your phone. And more things that make you smile, and more things that make you laugh like a little kid. More of the things that make you proud to be you. Be brave. You only get one shot at this life. One opportunity to live fully. One opportunity to create some magic. It's okay to say no sometimes, to say no with passion, with authentic certainty, because you know what is best for you. Not everyone will get it. That's okay. The right people will walk the path with you, and most won't even be able to resist it, because someone who is genuinely and who is authentically loving life, doing exactly what they want to do, that person is infectious. Real passion is infectious. Wake up with passion every day. Wake up every single day and be no one but fully, 100% you.
See if you can find some ways to multiply your value to the marketplace. And he said, your income will immediately start to change. Up until then, I was hoping that the economy would change. I was hoping that my company would change. I was hoping that my paycheck would change. I was hoping that circumstances outside would change. And then here's what I found out. It isn't going to change. So then my question was, if it isn't going to change, how will my life ever change? And here's what my teacher taught me. When you change, everything will change for you. When you get better, everything will get better for you. And that's where I picked up that phrase, for things to change, you've got to change. You don't have to change the marketplace. You don't have to change the marketing plan. You don't have to change the economy. You don't have to change countries. You don't have to change circumstances out there. All you've got to do is look within and see if you can change yourself for the better. And as you change, things will start to change for you. Let me give you the day that turns your life around, as quickly as I can. I got four parts to the day that turns your life around, and then we're finished for the day. Number one, disgust. Disgust. Disgust is a negative emotion, but it can have a very positive, powerful effect. Disgust says, I've had it. What an important day that could be.
I've had it. I met a beautiful, powerful, accomplished executive lady in New York. The company invited me to come in. This lady was a vice president, an extraordinary lady. I got to know her and I found out her story. I said, how did you get here? Big income. And she never went to high school, never went to college, never went to university. I said, how did you get here? Executive, powerful, income. She said, well, let me tell you part of the scenario. She said, when I was a young mother a few years ago, she said, one day I asked my husband for $10. And he said, what for? She said, before that day was over, I decided.